Now, I saw a story that your bank account has been frozen. Is that right?
That's right, not just my bank account, but the account of a charity, the Brighton Trust, and four associated accounts. But let's put this in perspective. I mean, I don't have any time for Wes Streeting, but it's clear that he put a paper to Cabinet about the horrific destruction of hospitals, the lack of anaesthetics that Israel had blocked, etc. And the rest, the majority of the cabinet, including Starmer, were not interested, which shows us that Starmer is deliberately feeding a genocide, and anyone who opposes that, who becomes an irritant to the state, is targeted. And that's really what's happened, because I think it's a national crime agency has been contacting banks, not just to me, but others as well, including, I believe, Defend Our Juries. It's a very insidious way of attacking your political opponents, and they're using it through money laundering legislation. So it's legislation designed for something entirely different, which is
Right.
now being used to target political opponents. And the nature of the legislation, it says the banks can't disclose what the allegations are or who has made them. So it's totally Kafkaesque. We have to kind of read the tea leaves, as it were, to see who might be behind this. I mean, my barrister has said he thinks it's basically contempt of court, because you're harassing someone who's on trial. So it's like harassing a witness, for example. I mean, it's completely underhand, dirty tricks. But given I've got a trial on terrorism, of course, no one suggests I am a terrorist, because even the police gave me bail without any objection. But so it's about free speech. But if you
So
say the wrong things today.
are you a is that, so effectively what they're suggesting is you're a money laundering terrorist, Tony.
The only possibility is that our charity sends every month up to £4,000 to a Palestinian kindergarten in Jenin, which is Jenin is heavily under occupation. There are soldiers who enter the center with guns at the ready. They beat people up in the street for no reason. They set dogs on children. A little child was bitten and had to go to hospital. They do all sorts of things. They destroy water. They vandalize anywhere. I mean, like, it was Eid last week, the festival, so they destroyed toy shops so kids couldn't have toys. I mean, they're really sadistic monsters, the soldiers who patrol. I mean, it's a military occupation. And this is being supported by our government. If you send money to relieve some of the distress, that's automatically suspicious. You know, I mean,
And
it's.
how are you going to survive without the bank account? I mean, do you have and I mean, maybe don't tell me anything that they could then try and do another thing on, but are
I'm not
you
going to
okay?
reveal the fact that we did anticipate this, because I've been debanked 3 times in 2 years. First, Nationwide Bank absolutely refused to send any money to this kindergarten, making a whole variety of excuses. They first said it was sanctions, and when we challenged them, they backed off and said that was a mistake. They then said it had to be an international charity like UNICEF. Again, when we challenged them, they backed off. But they simply refused. And in the end, they used what they called regulatory reasons to simply remove my account. I went to the financial ombudsman, incidentally, because they closed fixed interest bonds before their time. And they did absolutely nothing and upheld everything that Nationwide did. So what I did was go to the small claims court to sue Nationwide, who then settled for nearly £1,000. So, but the financial ombudsman, it's absolutely useless. It's a lapdog of the banks, in essence, and they take about a year before they reach a decision anyway. So it's a waste of time.
So,
I just advise people.
what can people do anything to help you here?
Well, I think the first thing, you can go on my blog. I put it on the chat. I'll put it again. There's some emails there. You can actually bombard the bank with emails and protests about their behavior, because They froze it on 2nd of June. The only reason I knew was because Stripe, which is a payment processor for Chuffed, which is a crowdfunder, so people pay donate money to Chuffed, and then it's processed by Stripe, and then they send it to the bank account. They sent me a message saying the payment had failed, the bank had rejected the payment. So I thought that's pretty strange. For 2 years, it's been going like clockwork. So I found out that the accounts were blocked. That's why. And also because a payment to a Gaza refugee had failed, and I just used another debit card. So it was just things like that. But they didn't tell me. It was only on Friday, 3 days after, they even sent me a message saying someone will contact you soon. Well, they haven't yet. So it's going to be a week before anyone provides whatever explanation for what's happening. But I think we know what it is. A state agency like the National Crime Agency has contacted them, as they've done with Greater Manchester Palestine Solidarity Campaign and other people, and just simply uses money laundering legislation to deprive people of banking facilities. And they can do that because they have these immense powers, and no one can check on them as to whether they're using them correctly or not. And our judges, like the judge Jeremy Johnson, are basically state agents in essence. I mean, they're not independent in any sense or shape or form. The interests of the state always determine what their decisions are and their judgments are.